I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Boko Haram, a radical Islamic group in Nigeria, claims Friday's suicide bombing attack on the United Nations headquarters. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what makes this even more noteworthy is that
this is their first reported attack against a Western target. But it shows, I think, maybe what some of their ultimate efforts are going to be.
The group wants to implement Sharia law and is determined to remove those who think differently.
There are radical groups there who want to rid Nigeria of a Christian presence. They will attack Christians. They will attack churches.
VOM supporting the persecuted church. We have ways you can help at our website. Next, it's almost an exclusively Orthodox country where a small fraction of people know Christ. It's in Europe, but it's poorer than some African countries. It also has the world's leading per-person alcohol consumption rate. Have you guessed it? Moldova. Recently, a young woman went there to serve with Operation Mobilization, combining missions with hairdressing. During the half hour she's cutting hair, she's also sharing the gospel. Pray it bears some change for this depressed nation. And Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India has found a way to connect families in the U.S. with families in India without ever having to board an airplane. President Dave Straver says,
"My Passport to India is a ministry to American children. And if you go on our website, mypassporttoindia.org, you find there a 10-step process introducing children in the United States to what life is like in India."
It also shows the gospel playing an important role in changing lives through children's Bible clubs and encourages participation. We've got all the links at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, go to missionnetworknews.org. Help us encourage ordinary people share an extraordinary message. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.